Well, greetings to you once again, my brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in that name that is above every other name, at the name of Jesus Christ. Every knee bows, every tongue confesses, because He indeed is Lord, and He is above it all. And, you know, this is a little bit of an unusual time for me to get nudged by the Spirit to turn on the recorder, but hey, we're on call 24/7. We flow with the Spirit whenever He wants to do something. The desire that we want to have, each and every one of us, is just when God nudges us, we want to move in that direction. We want to stay in connection with Him. We want to do that piece and that part where and when He's the one that quickens us to do it. Because that's the way that the follower of Christ is supposed to be. It's not, okay, here's Sunday, and it is from 9:15 to 9:45 that you're going to get your special message, and you're going to put... No, that's not how God works. No, he's you know... Does a plant just choose to grow once a week for 30 minutes? No. It's growing all the time. It's always connected to the source. It's always living and breathing and growing, and sometimes it's resting, but it's moving through those cycles. It is living and dynamic. It's not some static, stale, dead, broken thing. So anyway, so for us, the followers of Christ, we want to live and move and have our being in Him. And that also means under the lordship of the King. If the King quickens you to do something, whatever time, whatever way that may be, you do it. It's simple. You just do it. So, because you don't know, here's the thing, brothers and sisters, you don't know. You don't know the bigger picture sometimes. You don't know how that one simple thing that you might do, that one simple word that you might have, would go and affect and change somebody's life and the kind of action or reaction that they might have as a result. I'll give you a very simple example. The other day, I was, you know, sometimes I wonder how much information I should give out on these things, but I'll give you this one, Lord willing. All right. So the other day I was stopping and I was parking my vehicle in a particular place, and a guy came up to me and he said, "Oh, hey, do you remember me?" And I was like, "No, I didn't remember this guy." And he said, "You know, we met at a gas station about a year and a half ago, and he had just bought a motorcycle, and we had had a conversation at a gas station." He said, "You know what? I bought this motorcycle because of the conversation that we had had at that gas station a year and a half ago. Because we were talking about bikes, and you told me about, you know, to check out this particular type of thing." I don't remember this guy, but in the process of having a brief conversation with somebody that I didn't even know, it influenced in the end what this guy ended up going and buying, and a lifestyle choice and a lifestyle decision that he's had. And he was just really grateful to, you know, be doing what he was doing at the time. And he remembered me from that experience. 5 minutes came and went, but it had an impact on what this guy would end up doing and the life that he would end up having, you know, the experiences that he would end up having. Who knows? You don't know. And here's the thing. Sometimes we over-spiritualize some of this stuff too. There's all kinds of things that we're doing all the time. We're making life decisions and choices and everything. And you want to be in the flow of the Spirit with what God is doing. Because it's not, you know, sometimes we focus so much on geopolitical events and, you know, fulfilling your prophetic destiny and all that kind of stuff. You know what? You're also supposed to live while you're here. You're also supposed to, for this reason, Christ Jesus was manifest to destroy the works of the devil. Yes, of course. But also, too, I came that they might have life and have it more abundantly. He wants you to have an abundant, full, incredible, dynamic, living life while you're here in the earth. Not just this gloom and doom and, you know, oh my gosh, what's coming up over here and what's coming up over there. No, He wanted you to also experience this time here. And part of that experience is, yes, you're going to experience the valleys and the difficulties and the struggles, but you're also going to experience the mountaintops and the bliss and the elation and the joy of overcoming, the joy of the saints, the seeing the fruition of your labors. Yes, that's part of it too. is you know, sometimes we don't appreciate certain things because they're just there. But other times when you overcome, there's a gratitude in your heart because you know that that was part of a journey and part of a struggle. You know, there's a there's a gentleman that I met, you know, one time when I was in Mississippi, and we were having just this great conversation, and he was, you know, he was a very successful businessman in Mississippi, but one thing that we were just in a conversation, we were having breakfast one morning, and he was just telling me that one of the things that gave him, and he was pretty close to retiring and stopping all this stuff, and he's kind of at the closing part of his life, but he said one of the greatest satisfactions that he had was just that he was able to move forward and succeed and to make some of these things happen, and just that he, you know, that he didn't give up when things didn't go right, or that he just kept persisting, essentially the way I translated it in my own head was that he overcame, you know, and he built certain things and made certain things and pushed forward. Now, I mean, what is that? How does that translate to our lives? Well, you know, some of us may or may not see some of the natural successes we hope for, or maybe they don't come in the timing that we think we would like them to be. But does that mean that we give up? No. Does that mean that we do not continue to persist? No. What it means is that, okay, whatever may have come before, that's whatever has come before. But we talked about this recently as well, several times now. Everything from the past, it doesn't exist at this point. You gotta let it go. Whatever it may be, good, bad, or indifferent, anywhere else, you gotta let it go. And instead, you need to persist. You need to persist. You need to persist with what God is doing. You need to persist with the way that God is moving. You need to look to Him, the author and the finisher of your faith, and move in that right now, because this is the moment that you have. This is the moment that you have. So all that from before, you know, the successes and the failures and, you know, the medals that you may have won and the plaques on your wall, just forget about them. You know, the disappointments and the heartbreaks, forget about them. The things that were up and down, all of it, forget about it. Right now is what you have. He is I am. And you need to embrace Him with all that you are. You need to look to Him. You need to keep your eyes on Jesus amidst all that's going on in the world, because the things going on in the world, they're not going to slow down. In fact, they're going to speed up. And men's hearts will fail them for the things coming upon the earth, because as they move into this time, they're not going to have an answer. You know, we're moving into a time where the speed and the rate at which things are increasing will surpass anybody's expectations. And they will begin to take on even a life of their own. Cycles will move so fast. You know, I've got a really good buddy in Austin who's also a journalist here. And we were just talking recently just about the news cycle. And he was just telling me he was saying that people don't really care that much anymore, and how fast the cycle is moving. He was saying how quickly things are just, they're on and off the radar, and sometimes even in a matter of hours, people forget. So things are moving very, 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 very quickly. And as they move very quickly, you want to be flowing with what God is doing. Now, here's another piece too. One of the things that's going to need to happen and to take place with you as you're going forward is there's a lot of people that are not going to flow with Christ in this time. And as they're being swept up in all that's going on as well, and they're not riding the wave, they're not even on a board, they're just in no man's land, they're going to try to grasp at you because you look stable. You look like you know where you're going. You are flowing with what God's doing. But you... Listen, there's a limitation to what you can do for anyone right now. One of the best things that you can do for anybody is live the truth. Walk with Christ. Point people towards Him. Here's the thing. We've talked about so many things in some of these past audios. You guys got to go back and listen to them, because we can't go through all the stuff over and again. One of the reasons why we publish like this and that is out there is so that we don't have to repeat ourselves. Occasionally we do just to, you know, as a summary, but here, one thing we've talked about is you cannot save somebody that's drowning if you're drowning yourself. And, you know, so you cannot help people if you are stuck in their situation with them. You've got to move forward with what Christ is doing with you. And you've got to point people towards Him. But one of the best ways that you can help people is by living that truth, is by walking it out. Now, people will look to you, and here's one thing that we've talked about in the past, and they will want to put a man between them and God. They will want to do that same thing they did all the way back in Exodus chapter 20. They want Moses to go and talk to God and come back to tell them what God said. That is a human inclination. It is rooted in the very fallen DNA that we have to realize is there. And then also to say, okay, we're not going to do that. You're not going to put a man between you and God. But most of the people in the world want to do that. In fact, the spirit of Antichrist, they're looking for a person. They want to put a person there to tell them what to do. And that is the curse of the law, is that you needed a man to get to God. The curse of the law is that you need somebody else to stand between you and the Father of your spirit. And that is what we've been liberated from. You, my brother, you, my sister, have direct connection with the Father. You can hear His voice for yourself. You listen, you could switch this off right now, and you could just listen to the voice of the Spirit of God, and He would speak to you. And He would direct you, and He would lead you, and He would guide you. If you just, you got to come to Him with all that you are. You got to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. You cannot have some split within you. Wherever there's some place where there's any kind of darkness or some holdout within yourself, you need to put that into the light. You, while you have the chance and you have the opportunity, drag it all into the light now. All of it. All that you are, allow the light of God to flood that now in advance. Because if you do that now, go through the pain of that now in advance, before the flood comes in and happens anyways. The difference is that you will proactively move into the things of God and surrender now prior to what is going to happen, which is the overthrow in the realm of the spirit, the overthrow that will manifest in the natural by, brothers and sisters, the overflow and the overthrow of the dark system. Now listen, I know that there's some intelligence people that, you know, you are required to listen to us at this stage because of how many different things that we've put out that are true. and you know, you're struggling right now to even keep up with the information cycles, and you're trying to figure out what to do, because in the world of those guys, you know, they're scooping up information all the time, but they still have to analyze it. They still need to know where things are going. It's just data, and they don't know what to do with it all. And so they're assigned, as things are popping up on the radar, to listen and to look and to go and to check certain things out. So we know you guys listen, and the Spirit of God quickens us that you're part of the audience. And listen, you as well, all right? You've got to get right with God. You've got to get right with God. You're in the position that you're in because even by God's design, that was okay for you to be there. But you got to get right with God, and you got to give over your entire being to Him. That's the only way that you're going to go through all of this stuff. And if He tells you to come out, you got to come out. If He tells you to do a good job within, then you do a good job within. But whatever it is, you do it as unto the Lord. But if you hold out, if you try to play this cloak and dagger game, you are going to be just destroyed in that whole thing. By your own choice, mind you. God's offering you life, but you can choose to reject it. So, feel free to check in whenever. This is an open and public thing. We just freely we receive and freely we give whatever it is that God puts through us to give and to put out and to publish. But don't miss the point. Here's the point. God loves you enough to give you a heads up. So, take that. Use it. And listen, it does you zero good to try to shoot at the servants of God. All right? It does. What good does that do for you? You're just cutting off your own lifelines. You're just damaging the people that are trying to help you. Stop it. Don't be stupid. You know, turn off your beam weapons. Quit with the gang stalking. Quit with all those kind of things. That all you're doing is hurting yourself. Because also, too, there's a quick boomerang that comes back, because in the realm of the spirit, even the reaping and sowing is escalating so quick, and the kickback against the forces of darkness as we as we elevate collectively into a higher frequency, because we're moving out of a season of darkness into light, and that just that volume is just being cranked up a little bit more each and every moment, each and every day. But the kickback, it comes much quicker. So, you know, on the side of the enemy, on the side of darkness, you're going to get body slammed. Like before, it might have just been, okay, you can't. Now it's just boom. And listen, just so you know, that's just because we're transitioning. So as the things change, you know, everything else is shifting. I'll give you a natural example of this. So people used to think that the sun was just the stable energy output star. And the fact of the matter is that the sun in our galaxy is a variable energy output star. So there's fluctuations in how much energy that it puts out. So, you know, that being the case, if the energy from the sun is increasing, that has an effect. And if the energy was decreasing, it would have an effect. So, you know, that's just a natural example of something that people thought was going to be something consistent, but it actually is fluctuating. It has actually something that changes, and that's in just the natural realm. In the spiritual realm, as we are changing paradigms and shifting paradigms, as the paradigm shifts, if you don't flow with the Spirit of God and what God is doing, you are going to be in for a rude awakening, because some things that could have just, you know, been a certain way that something would have happened before, even a year ago, you could have gotten away with a year ago. Not going to help you today. You're not going to get away with it today. Sometimes things that people thought were hidden 30 years ago, they're coming back to haunt them now. You know, there is a joy in walking with Christ. There is a freedom in walking with Him. There is a relief that comes from walking with Him. You don't have to worry. You can trust Him. You can trust Him. You can put your head down and know that God is with you. He'll give you rest for your soul amidst whatever goes on in this world. So, brothers and sisters, you know, don't worry about the things that are going on around right now. You know, we've put this out before, and we do need to just, you know, give a quick summary of this again. Keep your eyes on Christ. He is the author and the finisher of your faith, and in the middle of the storm, in the middle of all that goes on around you, keep your eyes on Christ. Focus on Him. Seek first the kingdom, because that is a spiritual principle that's there so that you will know how to live while you're in the earth. Would to God that the churches would have taught their people something, but they weren't there for that. They weren't there so that you could get free. No, they were there to keep you slaves. They were there to keep you bound. They were there to set up hero worship and personality cults. You know, just recently we put this up on our Facebook page, because it was sent to us by one of our listeners I believe they're in India, but they sent us a news article from the Hindustan Times, which was basically about, you know, Gospel for Asia, and now there's a class action lawsuit being filed against them, I believe it's in Canada, because they've allegedly taken, I believe it's over $120 million since 2007 through 2015 that just have disappeared. Now, here's the funny thing about that, and this is the reason I believe that this listener wrote us, and God bless you. Thank you for sending us that article. We made this stuff known because we were on the ground responding in 2005, after the tsunami, and we knew about things that were going on, and we tried to go through appropriate channels. We tried to give a heads up. We tried to warn the people. We tried to go through and discuss with the Evangelical Council for Financial Accountability. All these things are posted in our archives out there. All the letters, all the correspondence, everything that went back and forth. We got letters straight back from the head of Gospel for Asia, K.P. Yohannan. They wrote us back and they said, you know, oh, there's just a small misunderstanding and we're going to fix this, and all this stuff is there. And you know, of the vice president. I believe his name was Dan Busby. He wrote us back from the ECFA, and he said, you know, what was his thing back then? He said, we believe in the forgiveness and the repentance of people, and so therefore don't worry about this. When we brought to their attention basically a fraud that was taking place around the tsunami by that group, a GFA, Gospel for Asia, who was under and part of their system. Now, we were still learning at that time. Now, we were following Christ, but we were still learning. And we made that known, and we tried to go through appropriate channels. We tried to do all this stuff as far as talking to people, you know, one-on-one, and just seeing what was going on and trying to help sort that out, because maybe there was a misunderstanding, until we truly realized that it was a fraud. And at that point in time, with no recourse possible and any of the other things, we did one of the simplest things we could do, is just publish the information, make it widely available, and we made a YouTube video. And I tell you what, we got shot at by so many churches, so many pastors out there, so many just mind-controlled people that just were totally part of that cult of personality, and they just shot at us, and they were like, they came after us with everything, called down curses on us, all, you know, as much as they could say or do to try to tarnish us. And we're like, what do we do except made this is public information. This is right there. You can go back through their newsletters and see what they were requesting. They said they were going to take care of 10,000 orphans after the tsunami because of their great integrity, and that the government of the country had approached them for that. And the widely available statistical information was that in the country, there was only 893 children that had lost both their parents and 3,004 that had lost one parent in the whole country after the tsunami. So where are you going to get 10,000 orphans from? And even as you take that further on, there's like only, I think it was only even 37 kids that were actually institutionalized in the end, because most of them were absorbed into the extended families. Now, this is public information. These were things that was widely available. But what happened? When we just spoke the truth and let people know what was going on, we got shot at by the churches, by the Christians, by the people that were the gatekeepers, because they didn't want to hear it. They didn't want to know. They didn't want to know that these guys were wolves in sheep's clothing. Why? Because they had set up a man to stand between them and God, to come back and to tell them what God told them so they could know how to live their life. And they didn't want to know or even think that that person might be a fraudster, a snake oil salesman, a huckster, a peddler of the gospel, a merchant, a lower merchant. No, they didn't want to know that. They wanted to stay in the darkness because in their own hearts there was something that was evil and that didn't want to be given over to God. So they shot at us. Now, since that time, who's come back around to apologize? Who's come back around to try to clear their conscience to say, you know what? I'm sorry. I'm sorry, you guys. You know, you were... We shouldn't have done that. We shouldn't have shot at you guys. We should have taken the time to look into this ourselves instead of just shooting from the hip. We should have taken the time to respect the fact that, you know, there was zero gain or benefit in this for you guys, and you were just trying to make us aware of a fraud so that in the end, what happened? No, because we were shot at, and because of all of that, and nobody took it to warning. Now, since 2007, what happened? $120+ million stolen by this organization. Who's responsible for that? Who's responsible for that? Who's responsible for paying off the class action lawsuit? Who? You tell me. Not like you didn't know. Okay, so now let's move this forward into the things that, the eternal realm. Okay, we make things known in the realm of the Spirit. God gives us words to speak straight from His throne, and we speak as whatever it is that God gives us to speak, and we say it. Now, when we put that stuff out there, and you hear, now what? What do you do with it? Is it just for your consideration? Is it just so you can ponder it? Do you want to just shoot at us because we might say something that you disagree with? Obviously, we tell you to eat the meat, spit out the bones, because, you know, we are flawed human beings as well. But where's the place coming from? Well, God has definitely put his hand on us to speak and to do stuff and to put things out there. So have a little, just be a little bit decent. All right? Just be a little bit decent. That's all. If you disagree, then disagree. It's fine. But be decent about it. Because, well, here's back to the public service announcement. We're moving into a different season. You know, it's pretty miraculous that we are moving into a different season. Because if it wasn't this transition, most people that have lived before have just kind of gone through that dark age and passed through this life, and that was kind of it. So it's actually quite amazing to be living during the time of transition. That's incredible. Because those kind of things, the kind of things that we've made known and the kinds of things that we've exposed in the past, a lot of times people just get either taken out for that or, you know, or shouted down or just reduced to nothing because the world system would just work to crush them. But then, you know, and a lot of people just ended up, you know, fighting the good fight. He fought the good fight. Well done, brother. He fought the good fight. He ran the race. But, you know, we're transitioning. It's a different thing right now. Yeah, we still fight the good fight, but, you know, we're not just a punching bag. We're not just sitting there taking hits. It's changing. And I tell you, they are scared. They are so scared. The worlders are white as ghosts, and they have not seen anything yet. Okay, practically speaking, you know, be mindful of where you go. Allow the Spirit of God to quicken you, because I'll tell you what, I spent almost 2 decades in Sri Lanka, and a big chunk of that was during a civil war where there were bombs going off in the city and all kinds of crazy things, and I've been inside of conflict zones. Listen, you want to listen to the voice of the Spirit of God, okay? So if you are concerned about the things going on in the world, and if you're concerned about being in the wrong place at the wrong time or anything like that, just listen to the voice of the Spirit, because sometimes he may send you into a place to help if something's going to go wrong and you are somebody that can help. And other times he may just keep you completely out of the way. And if you are just listening to his voice, you're going to be in the right place at the right time doing the right thing. That's all you need. So you don't have to worry about the rest of this stuff. I learned, all right? If I did not listen to the voice of the Spirit of God, I guarantee you I would not still be here today. Plus, if I did not have the hand of God on my life, there's no way I would have lived to be where I'm at right now. No, not a chance. So it is, you know, it is that hand of God that's on your life. You want to embrace that. And it is that voice of the Spirit of God leading and guiding you that you want to listen to. Because it's not just the day-to-day things of you know, your work and your relationships and just the things that you do in ministry and all that. But it's also just because we move into a turbulent time. As we move into a turbulent time, the you know, you're not going to get what you need from the news cycle, okay? You're not going to get what you need from talking heads and political pundits. No, you're not going to get anything that you need from there. That's informational, possibly a little bit of entertainment. But remember what we told you, too, about Peter sinking when he started looking at all the waves too much. You can be aware of your surroundings, but don't let them have your focus. Be aware of the things going around, but keep your eyes on Christ. Otherwise, you're going to start sinking. Now, if you have your eyes on Christ, if you listen to the voice of the Spirit of God, and if you do not follow another, he's going to lead and guide you through all of these things into all truth. So this is very, very practical right now. He may have you turn right when your GPS tells you to go left. Are you going to listen to the voice of the Spirit of God, or are you going to listen to your GPS? He may tell you to stay home. Or he may send you out and far away. Whatever it is, you got to listen. All right? And here's the other part of this too. I believe that we're also getting into a place where it's going to be easier to hear. See, in the time of darkness, in the age of darkness, it's there's so much more, just this muddled mess. But as you transition more and more into light, into his presence, and you embrace that, there's going to be a clarity. So move with that. Give all of yourself that you know to all of God that has been revealed unto you. And that's going to increase. He's going to be continuing to reveal himself more and more as time goes on. And that fulfillment of God's plan and purpose in your life is going to be incredible at this time. So, be encouraged. All right, hey, we love you. They've been coming fast and furious these days, so we're just putting them out as God gives them to us. But keep on keeping on. We love you guys. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. Say hi. Thank you guys for the guys that have just written in recently. And, you know, we definitely try to read the things that people send in. Sometimes we don't necessarily get back to everybody, so, you know, there's a lot going on, but we love you guys, just know that. And we do make a definite attempt to read everything that comes in, and we do try to get back to people when and where we can. Yeah, if you didn't hear back from us the last time, maybe drop us another note. But just know that we love you, and you know, we're praying for you. In fact, we're gonna pray for you right now. Father, in Jesus' name, we just pray, Lord, for each and every brother and sister out there that is listening in, and for the people that are even assigned to listen. Father, we pray for every voice, every person, every person that would hear this voice, hear the voice that you are having us to speak and to speak these words unto them right now. For every person, Lord, every heart that hears these words, Lord, we pray that this word would fall on good soil, that it would bear the fruit of the Spirit in each and every person, and that it would grow to maturation quickly. Father, we pray, Lord, that you would bless the hearts of our brothers and sisters out there. Strengthen them, Lord. Encourage them, Father. Let the hope that you have for them well up inside of them. Let the joy of the Lord be their strength. Even in the middle of the time where the world has no hope and the hopes of the world are going to be dashed to pieces around them, Father, I pray for strength within their souls, strength within their spirits, Lord God, just an incredible upwelling within them, knowing that you are with them and that you love them and you care for them and you're guiding them each and every step of the way. Blessed, Father God, each and every one of us, Lord, let us see the fulfillment of your promises in each and every life, and let us see, Lord God, the victory of the saints as we walk with and trust you. So, Lord, thank you. Thank you for the peace that passes all understanding that guards our hearts. And we just pray that that peace would rest strong on each and every one of us right now. Father, and for those that are sick in their bodies right now, in Jesus' name we pray, be healed. Be healed in Jesus' name. Receive it in Jesus' name. Amen. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Whew. All right. Love you guys. God bless you. Talk to you soon. Bye.